Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get involved, get engaged. You know, being part of the solution means you got to be informed. That's really what it boils down to. And the way you get informed is, whether you're listening to a show like mine, do your own homework, do a little reading. It's really that simple. Do a little reading. Don't take all your information from one or two websites. Go to a multitude of websites. I mean, seriously. You know, we did that crazy story the other night about Pepe Le Pew being removed from Space Jam, right? The sequel. And again, some people go, Joe, come on, really, this is news? Yeah, it is news. And it's news because the cancel culture is going after everybody and everything. Anything that they feel, I wouldn't even say threatened by, but anything that they feel bad about. Right? Really that simple. And now, maybe even Speedy Gonzalez, remember him? I mean, he's also, all the old characters are in there. But because Mel Blanc played him, being a white guy, right? Not only was it cultural appropriation, apparently. It's just crazy. Just really, truly crazy going somewhere to happen. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Love to comment still. I love all these comments that are coming in. But the comment about Biden's military to provide maternity flight suits for women. That just classic. You know, this is, I've got General Paul Valley's coming on. I mean, maybe I should ask him. Maybe I'm missing something here. Maybe there's something I just don't know about. Probably a lot of something I don't know about, but maybe there's something I just don't know about. Now, the Biden administration announced that the big changes are coming to the Pentagon under Biden's plan. It's not going to be so much about, learning how to kill the enemy. Right? Not going to be about learning how to, use your rifle more efficiently. It won't be any of that. No. It's going to be more about hairstyles and tailored combat uniforms. Yeah, that's what he said. Some of it is relatively straightforward work. We're making good progress designing body armor that fits women properly. I'm not going to go there. I'll be nice. Tailoring combat uniforms for women, tailored. Again, what are we, the Italian Army? I got to look this up, but I remember during World War II, there was a famous designer, maybe one of you, and I truly mean this sincerely, maybe one of you smart people in the chat room could pop it up there, but there was an Italian designer that designed, the famous one, that designed the uniforms. My God, they're uniforms. They don't have to be stylish, they just have to work right. And designing body armor that fits women properly, tailoring combat uniforms for women, creating maternity flight suits, updating requirements for hairstyles so women can wear their hair any way they want in battle. You know, you want to look the best you can when you're captured by the enemy, don't you? Does the president intend on sending pregnant women into combat? See, I missed that one the other day. I was more thinking, if you're going to make a flight suit designed for pregnant women, that's a problem. That's biology 101. I mean, the Dems hate the military. They always have. And I've got a piece, if you search it on my website, I've got a piece on my website about why it is that every president who comes in immediately starts to cut the budget for the military, immediately starts playing games with the military. And in this case, they don't want to make it look like they hate the military, because remember, Trump had to rebuild it. No, he's going to make them do so asinine things that men and women aren't going to, well, you know, maybe some women will, but men for the most part aren't going to want to join. Right? Come on, think about it. Why do these young men and women go? They want to protect the country. They don't want to go in there to learn about gender issues. They don't want to go in there for any of these things. To be properly fitted. Let me tell you what. I can't imagine. And maybe I'm wrong. Somebody needs to call me. Somebody on the left needs to call me. Maybe I'm wrong here. But I can't imagine anybody on the left. A woman going into combat, joining the military, and not for stateside service, but for actual combat work, getting pregnant or going in pregnant and wanting to stay. Not stay in the service. That's fine if they, you know, you get a desk job or whatever. Why would she put her baby in that kind of harm, in that kind of risk, in the way of risk? Why would you do that? I can't imagine. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. General Paul Valley is going to join us after the break. And you know what? Joey B is bent. I'm not going to say getting us back in, getting us into a war, but definitely plenty of skirmishes. I mean, if money doesn't flow for war, let's be honest about it. If money doesn't flow for war, then nobody's lining their pockets. Nobody makes any money. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you guys with me. Listen, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can sign up for the weekly newsletter. You can sign up for text messaging or text alerts. Text TRS to 77222. General Valley, after the break, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word trend to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word trend to 48542. Text trend to 48542. Text the word trend to 48542.
You ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
Feel the rhythm now. We should be singing together, you and me. All night, holding hands and moving on. We should be singing together, you and me. Come on, baby. We should be singing together, you and me.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always, and I mean this sincerely, always a pleasure to have you with me. Let me, while we try to get General Valley on the phone, let me get to the caller. Ed from Washington. Well, if I hit the right button, he's on. Ed from Washington, you're on. Appreciate your call.
Hey, thanks very much. Real quick, Rick. In regards to the PGI guy filing for these, hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
Because there's music or something. Anyway, yeah. Him filing to remove these constitutional problems, when they appeal, shouldn't he again file for an harassment suit and ask for damages?
I'll have to ask about that. I know that the only way you can get money back again, is if and when you win, then I do
right.
know that you can go for the money then.
Now, and the other thing about the women, look, it's tough enough when you're in war. That's reasons why the uniforms are made a standard size, so you can't pick out, with say, women. So we don't want to make them more alluring and targeted because they are women. That's the whole reasons why the uniforms are a standard look to them.
Right. No,
so,
I got it. I mean, seriously, okay. I'm on board with you. And I think, I still think that the funniest thing about it is that he wants to come up with pregnant flight jackets or flight suits, which is just asinine to no end. It's just amazing. And thanks for calling.
It doesn't make any sense. I mean, you're, for one thing, you're flying, in this case, for two. But again, remember, he's a supporter of him and Joseph Mengele. I'm thinking about getting an award, the Joseph Mengele Award to Planned Parenthood for their efficiency.
Oh, I know. It's just amazing. He's a big fan of theirs. Ed, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate your time. Really do.
Bye.
Yeah. General Paul Valley joins me, and General, it's always fun to have you on with me too. I so much appreciate your time with me as well. Thanks for joining me tonight.
Thank you, Joe.
You know, I got to tell you, let's have some fun. I guess it's not fun; it's actually pretty sick. But let's have some fun with Joey B's line yesterday about women. And the new fashion statement we're going to have for the military. I didn't know that when women joined the military, they were joining it to make a fashion statement, right? Because he's talking now about making uniforms that are more tailored to a woman. Same thing with the protective gear. And this is the one I love the best. The flight suits for pregnant women. Now, I don't know about you, General. You were in the military quite some time. And how many pregnant women were flying sorties over wherever. I mean, seriously.
Joe, I'll tell you, we're truly in the twilight zone with these people. I mean, for goodness sakes, I look at you at West Point today, and the women at West Point, cadets, are wearing the same uniforms. And when I was there, they tailor-made the uniforms for the body. And they're doing the same thing for the males and the females today. So this whole thing is ridiculous. I mean, I question our four-star admirals and generals. What are you standing up for today and putting up with this crap? I just don't get it.
Yeah, that was my question, too. But you and others that have been involved before said, you know, at some point these generals become extremely political and they're no longer in it for all the right reasons.
Oh, exactly. They've been so politicized. And then the stand-down order from the Secretary of Defense, Gordon Austin, who was a four-star general, a graduate of West Point, and he's fallen into this crap of the stand-down for 60 days, we're probably at 30 days now, to root out the right-wing extremists. All it is going to cause is dissension in the ranks because if there's any extremists, the local commanders will flesh them out. They'll determine whether they're a detriment to readiness and attitude and morale and all of that. I mean, this whole thing in the military now has been turned upside down. And I blame it on the four-star admirals and generals.
Well, they can push back. Or they can do what they did to Trump, some of them. They just totally ignored his orders, right?
Well, I'm not sure what orders he gave them. The criticism I had of the President Trump was not meeting with his generals and admirals at the Pentagon and specifying and focusing on the domestic and international threats to America. He didn't do that.
Interesting.
So he didn't form a team over at the Pentagon. But on the other hand, the Pentagon should have been more responsible to their oath to come up with plans to support the president, even if he had to declare some kind of a military situation in the country because of the enemies that we had that were influencing our elections and influencing other things in America, like the Chinese Communist Party, a direct threat from an international country in the form of the Chinese Communist Party.
Yeah, I find it, General, I find it hard to believe that our military intelligence did not know what was going on, what was ramping up, did not know what the Chinese were doing in the election, the Italians, and so forth. And yet nothing was done about it. That in and of itself, in my mind's eye, is treason.
That's treasonous. I think they do. I really do. I think the down deep in the chain, in the ranks at the National Security Council, the NSA, the CIA, FBI, and so on, they internally knew the threats, but they did nothing about it. They did nothing about it at all, and they're still not doing anything about it. I mean, I just look at the cartels that are ruling and funding all of this intrusion into America now with the cross-border illegals. We know that the Chinese Communist Party now also are aligned with the cartels in Sinaloa and county area down there. I don't think they call them counties, but provinces or whatever they are in Mexico. Yeah. But anyhow, no, it's serious. They're all working in alignment to bring America down, and then we have the likes of Pelosi and Schumer and Biden helping them to tear America apart.
Yep.
And this is treasonous, absolute treasonous.
I totally agree with you. You look at what's happening in D.C., concerns me. We still have the quote-unquote wall up there. You know, we all know that walls don't work, but they work around the Capitol for some reason. And then we've got our National Guard around the Capitol as well. They treat them like dirt. They always treat them like dirt, the Democrats.
Oh, it's terrible. But yeah. It's terrible what they've gone through.
Yep. And now what you've done is you've set up a visual where you actually have American against American, American military against a million American civilians. We've never seen that. We've got to go for a quick break. We'll be back. I want to talk about that more on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House is expected to vote on a $1.9 trillion COVID relief package on Wednesday. The bill passed a procedural hurdle Tuesday evening, clearing the way for its anticipated passage. President Biden says he'll sign the bill as soon as he gets it. He had pushed lawmakers to pass the bill before March 14th, when federal unemployment benefits would expire. Senator Joe Manchin says the changes that the Senate made to the bill last week came with input from Republicans, despite not a single GOP senator voting for the measure. The West Virginia Democrat told Fox News that he understands his colleagues' hesitancy over the bill's price tag, but adds that the bill will help people in his state.
The bill at the end at 1.9 was more than what they could go. I understand that and respect that. But it was a bill that, in my state, helped so many people in so many different ways. And at the end, when we were able to make a few adjustments here and there, it was a bill that I could support.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Galva DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Galva DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Retired General, Major General Paul Vallely joins me, as he does from time to time. Always appreciate his insight and the information he has for us. General, first, thanks for being on the show. And then one of the things I was telling you about during the break, and it kind of ties into what we talked about before we went to break, is the question they continually get, because, I mean, you've seen it, visualize it for most Americans. We have American soldiers, for all intents and purposes, standing against American citizens at the Capitol, where we're supposed to have free, I'll say free range for lack of a better term, but free access to, if you would. And now we've got a wall, and we've got the military there. And the question I'm asked more than any other question is, Joe, do you think our military men will turn against us? Do you think that they would fire on us? I'm going to ask you that question. What do you think?
No, I don't think they will, and we don't know why they're still there. These are the National Guard. They're not the active forces, Marines, Air Force, Army, and so on. They come under the governors, and the governors have given these people up to Pelosi and to Washington, D.C., to protect the Capitol. But what are they protecting? Well, they're protecting themselves, I guess. I think they think there's going to be a big march on the Capitol, which there's nothing planned to do that. So it's to create fear. It's to create their power that they have over the government, over the people. But the mayor, the governors are finally starting to stand up to the federal government. The nullification of federal, like these executive orders,
right,
that defy the Constitution and don't abide by the Constitution. The states can nullify that. The states are also standing up now to protect the border, which they should, like Arizona, California, New Mexico, and Texas. And Texas is putting people on the border now to protect them. But it's so overwhelming at the border right now, it's out of control.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but this is what slowed it down before, too, under Obama. was when Texas and others did put troops at the border, put their own troops at the border to help keep, you know, the crossings from happening. And, you know, people don't realize, and I'm sure they don't care, you know, because they love just flushing our tax dollars. A lot of portions of that fence, that border fence, have already been paid for. And there was no reason for them to stop, because now they have to pay those contracts out, whether they finish it or not. But there's been money already paid against that wall. They should at least let them finish what they have
going. That's right.
You know?
That's right. So. Well, we're a mess under Biden. I mean, he's obviously suffering from some mental deficiencies. I don't know whether it's dementia or what it is, but this is a man that's not on top of it right now. And this is dangerous. It's very dangerous. And, of course, Kamala stands in the background with her mask on, you know,
yep.
ready to take charge, I guess. But we've got to solve this problem before the elections. There's just too much damage being done to America.
I don't, you know, again, you and I talk about this. You've talked about this when you've been on the show. Is you hear all these rumors. You hear what's going to happen. I mean, I just can't believe that anybody really was going to try to install Trump on the 4th, and yet they were gearing up for it. Everybody was gearing up for it, waiting for something to happen. It's like, guys, you got
to
stop spreading these rumors, because it gives them pause, or it gives them the ability or the power to come against us, like they, because they have those people at the, you know, surrounding the Capitol right now to keep them safe. It's amazing to me. It's amazing to me how quickly, as a society, we went downhill to trust the government and what they're telling us.
Yeah, absolutely. Unbelievable. Unbelievable how it's happened so quickly.
So but, let's go to the Middle East.
We're going to stand up.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we're going to stand tall, though, Joe.
Listen, a lot of us will. I do believe that. I do believe a lot of us will. I'm starting to see people in California. I'm starting to see people, especially in the Los Angeles County area, really starting to push back. And I'm talking about the average person. I'm not talking about the guys like you and I, but I'm talking about the average person who normally wouldn't get involved in this, and now they're looking and saying, no, this is not going to work. You're hurting my children, and I'm not going to let you hurt my children. It's about time, you know, people start
taking
that stance.
It's getting personal now. It's getting very personal, Joe.
Oh, yeah. Yep. All right. Let's go to the Middle East. Let's go to what's going on with, you know, Iran and what have you. When Trump left, we had peace there, right? For all intents and purposes, these people now, we're starting to get along. We're starting to work together. That wasn't a surface thing. Those people are tired of the consistent wars, aren't they?
No, they are. And, of course, Biden said he's going to put people back, some of our soldiers back in Syria, which is not a good idea. But the biggest situation going on there now is between Yemen and Saudi Arabia. Big-time back-and-forth attacks by air, by rockets. So keep a watch on that whole Houthi-dominated Yemen that's supported by Iran. Iran is still instigating most of the trouble in the Middle East, not only with the Houthis in Yemen, but also with the individuals, Hezbollah, for example, in Lebanon. So we've got forces there. There's no doubt about it. We've got air, land, and sea forces in the Middle East, and we can handle any situation there. But I don't trust Biden making any decisions about what's going to go on or going to go down in the Middle East at all.
Nobody does. That guy can't even figure out where he is half the time. I mean, seriously, you heard him the other day. Couldn't remember the name of the general who wasn't a general who was in charge of that place called the Pentagon.
That was yesterday. He couldn't remember the Pentagon or General Austin, Secretary of Defense, standing behind him, again, a West Point graduate like I am. I'm sure they're standing there. And then they had the two women, 3 stars, getting ready to be promoted to 4 stars, wondering, what the hell's going on? And they're all masked up. All masked up. I mean, it was unbelievable.
Oh, it was great.
It was like theater.
It was great. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, these people, he's the commander-in-chief. Look at if that guy was out in the, you know, in the field with you, and he was like that, you'd remove him pretty darn fast, wouldn't you? Right?
Oh my God! Yesterday, yeah.
God
oh
bless.
No, it's sad. I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, this whole thing of the Executive Office of America, it's going to get worse, not any better.
And the definitely going to refund Iran, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, they're going to release funds again. I think they already have to a degree, or at least they've coerced some of the other countries to release some funds. And Iran already has a nuclear capability, but Israel is watching them 24 hours a day, okay?
Yeah.
And that's the big thing. Israel can take down Iran if they want to, alone, because they have a plan to do it in three phases, and I happen to know what that plan is.
Well, God bless them for doing that. I mean, God bless them for being ready, because we're not going to be there for them. I don't see how. I see us not responding quickly. I do not see the Democrats as the friends of the for Israel in any way, shape, manner, or form. And
no, they're not. They're anti-Semitic.
Oh, yeah. They still call them occupiers, for God's sakes. It's amazing to me.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And Iran is no friend of anybody's. Iran is only a friend of Iran, and even that's questionable. So,
yep, that's exactly right.
I want to hit on the Chinese, though, because I think that's a big deal. I think that with everything else and all the other noise that's going on, we're not paying attention to what China is doing and how deep they're getting into the U.S., which includes this whole thing with the electric grid, which is already crumbling in places, and now we're giving them access to it. What is this all about? How are they getting away with this? That's really the question.
Well, yeah, because it's just cyber attacks on our grid system, which is out there. But let me tell you, the two biggest threats to America now externally are the cartels in Mexico, who are responsible for more U.S. deaths than ISIS, Al-Qaeda, and everyone we've lost in the Middle East.
Wow.
People don't realize, working out of the Sinaloa with the five or six cartels down there, who are armed better than any other army, now working with the Chinese Communist Party, now paying the mules to bring these individuals across our border illegally. And nobody will face up to it. I've warned the Pentagon about this. I've written articles on it. And they've done nothing but play defense on the border. And now, with Biden, they're letting them all come through the border, with COVID, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Infecting our own people and creating a tremendous burden on the people that are crossing the border, the families. How are they going to live? How are they going to feed their families?
Yep.
It's all going to come from taxpayer dollars in the U.S.
Well, let me keep you on for a few more minutes after the break. This China thing is pretty China and again, the cartels, it's important and people are not paying attention. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Please answer the question.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host, listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting. Get involved and get engaged. Let me bring him back on because I really don't want to waste his time. I love having him on the show with me, so full of information. General, first of all, thanks for being with me. And tell people about your organization, how they can support you, and how they can get involved in what you're doing.
Well, we are the Stand Up America U.S. Foundation. We were founded in 2005. We've been live and well for 15 years now, and we focus mostly on national security threats to America, whether they're domestic or external. And we do in-depth studies. We produce a newsletter every week. Our website is standupamericaus.org. Go to that. You can extract anything you need and use it, distribute it, whatever you'd like to do. But we have a great team here at Stand Up America. We're very proud of them.
Yeah, I really appreciate the work you are doing, and I post your stories from time to time when I grab them and lay them out. You've been a wealth of information for us, and you haven't been wrong yet. I got to tell you, as far as I'm concerned, I've been having representatives from the Epoch Times on the show every Friday, kind of do a wind up of the week, And, you know, these people ran from China. These people came here, like some of them 15 or so years ago, to get away from it, and they're petrified with what they're seeing happening to us now here in this country. So, and they're seeing the undertones of what the Chinese are doing to get control of things. Is Biden, first of all, Biden might be that much in their pockets, but I'll tell you what scares me even more. You brought it up earlier. Where are the generals? Where's our military? Where are these people pushing back on China trying to take control of some of our industries?
Yep. Well, we have the fleets out there. We have the Marines out in Okinawa still. We've got forces in the Far East, that's for sure. But I go back. I worry about the four-star admirals and generals and what they're doing and what they're thinking. I think many of them have been compromised by politics.
Well,
I really do. That's my concern, the leadership at the top, not the troops.
Well, you look at China's been testing us with the flybys, with the what do you want to call it, ship bys? I don't know when they close to our ships.
Oh, they're active. Really, they're active all over.
Yep. Yeah, they're poking everywhere, and there's nothing to slow them down. You know, I tell people all the time, look what they did in Hong Kong really fast, and look at how they're still clamping down their people with the virus. There's no...
Yeah.
Yeah, and what are we doing?
Nothing. We're playing defense. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, and that's a good
very
place
good.
To be. Do we
we're
abandon...
not playing very good defense on cyber terrorism.
No, not at all. And the North Koreans... Now, we haven't heard anything about them, but it doesn't mean they're not doing anything, though, right?
Well, I don't know what they're doing up there. We're watching them, that's for sure, from South Korea. I mean, we've got 26,000 troops there. We've got a four-star general in charge working with the Koreans. And the South Koreans are one of the finest armed forces in the world, probably the top five. That's
really?
How good they are.
Wow. Okay, I wasn't aware of that.
Yep.
Yep. No, yep. I was not aware of that.
And the Japanese armed forces are probably in the top 10.
Wow.
That's how good they are. Yep.
It's just, well, nice to have them for allies, isn't it? I mean,
absolutely.
When I
count on the South Koreans and the Japanese anytime. They're solid.
But when I don't hear, and this is just me, when I don't hear anything that's going on, like North Korea is so quiet, they have to be doing something wrong. That's kind of where my head's at, you know. Where the Chinese, they're everywhere stirring up trouble. I think they're just poking and prodding to see what they'll get away with, what Joe Biden will let them get away with and or
others. Exactly. That's the way they play it. But if you go on our website, you can see the 22 in-depth analysis we've done on the Chinese Communist Party, much deeper and much thorough than the CIA has done. It's all on our website.
God, it's... Do you think that these generals, I mean, I know I'm asking you to look in your crystal ball, but do you think that these generals and some of the upper echelon in the military, are they compromised by China to the point where they're looking the other way?
No, I don't think they're compromised by China. I think they're compromised by their position in politics. They want to hold their power as a 3 or 4 star. They want to make sure they have a career after they retire with the defense industry. They have no courage. They're not warriors. The last warrior that we had was General Norm Schwarzkopf, who I knew very well. And I challenged Joe. I mean, I even challenged you. Name one 4-star admiral or general by name you know.
I don't. You're exactly right.
Huh?
I don't. I
who?
Can't.
Name
right?
one 4-star general or admiral you can name. Nobody can.
Schwarzkopf
even,
was probably
even
the last
Biden
one. You're right.
Even Biden couldn't remember him.
Oh, but Biden has to read his wife's name tag. I mean, that's the point he's at right now, okay? And you can tell Kamala, you know, she's got the knee moving back there. She's ready to jump into the position. I mean,
she's
making calls to...
ready to go.
Oh, yeah, she's calling leaders, world leaders, and assuring them that everything is fine. And she's ready to jump.
She's even dressing like Hillary now, Joe. Have you noticed with her pantsuits?
God bless America.
Don't get me going, Joe. Don't get me going.
No, don't take us off. General, again, I always appreciate your time. And give the website again.
StandUpAmericaUS.org.
All right, Stand Up America.
Sign up for our weekly newsletter.
US.org. Guys, go over there. Sign up for the newsletter. Read the articles. You know, support the people. This is what we're terrible at this sometimes. We need to support the people that are out there fighting for us. We need to support the people that are out there standing in front of the, you know, taking all the flack, if you would, while yep. some of you sit comfortably behind your Facebook keyboard. You know. General,
well,
have a great rest
you,
of the day.
Enjoy your show. Yep. I enjoy your show tremendously. You're great.
Thank you. I appreciate that so much. And listen, you have a great rest of the evening, and say hello to the missus for me, and we'll have you on again another
okay.
week or two. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Yep. General Paul Vallely, I love having that guy on. I love the information that he has. And if, I don't know if you caught it, but there was no foo-foo there. I'm not into foo-foo whatsoever. Don't like it. And some of you keep writing me, keep asking me, are our troops, would our troops ever turn against us? I don't believe they would. A lot of these young guys that I talk to, a lot of the young military men and women that I talk to, they kind of look at you weird when you even ask them a question like that. I said, now, wait a minute. You might get a direct order. Right? You're there in D.C., and you might get a direct order to fire on people that cross a certain line or do a certain thing. And it's one thing if, you know, obviously, if somebody's coming at you with a knife or a gun or what have you, do what you can to take them down. If you have to shoot, you shoot. But would you open fire? Would you truly take down a group of unarmed Americans? I'm going to tell you, I think I had one, this goes back a while, but, you know, when Obama was in office, you didn't have to ask that question when Trump was in, right? But when Obama was in office, I think I had one who said he would follow the orders of you know, his commanding officer. Because they have a trust, they're supposed to build up a trust. This is truly what military is all about. You have to act as a team, you have to do as the process lays out, and you have to follow orders. But there is that safety, there is that switch that should go off in these people. Say, well, no, wait a minute, this ain't right. I'm not doing it, this ain't right. And I don't believe, some of you guys in the chat room, let me know what you think. I don't believe that our troops would turn against us. I don't believe that our troops would turn on American people. If you've ever seen those clips when they come, when they're at an airport, a commercial airport, and you see our boys, and I don't mean to call them boys, I'm sorry. I'm getting older, so they're all boys and girls. But, you know, our men and women coming back, and I don't know, maybe they've just come back for a short period of time, maybe they've come back for good, I don't know, they've come back, and you'll see these large groups of military people coming through the airport, and they are cheered, and they are thanked, and they are welcomed home. And I think that's a big deal. They know their love. They know that we appreciate them. And I'll tell you what, many I've spoken to of late feel like they fought for freedom, but their freedom was stolen in the election. The biggest, look, okay, how many stations dropped me by first saying this? This, the Obama administration, Obama himself and family and what he did, we're going to find out was one of the biggest frauds perpetrated on the American people. As to who he is, who put him up to this. I want you to really look at the history of him getting into office. Right? I mean, seriously, everybody was so excited about having the first black man. How about the first half-black man? Let's start off there. Another half-truth. Right? Then Hillary Clinton was supposed to be the first woman. I mean, really, seriously, throwing temper tantrums she was because she didn't get what she was looking for. And now you got Joe Biden, who, frankly, I mean, he'll go down in history as being the first person elected who had almost all, you know, full-blown dementia. A man who almost never addressed the people of these United States. And a man, you know, if you want to call, I won't say it, I'll be nice, Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Yep, let it all loose in the next hour. Don't go far. We'll see you on the real side.